My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another episode of the Inside United podcast. Our guest today is Peter Eddington. He is Operation Manager for the United Church of God Media and Communications Operation. He's producer for the Beyond Today television program. He and his wife, Terry, have produced a number of helpful articles and now a video interview about mental health. First of all, welcome to Inside United.
Thank you, Vic. Great to be here with you again.
One reason that this podcast is being made here is because we've had a special visitor here to the home office, Andy Chapman, who is a member of the United Church of God in Freeland, Michigan, but she's also a registered nurse and regional clinical educator for Heart to Heart Hospice. She's also owner and consultant for several Select Med seminars, and she specializes in educational and consulting services for the general community and healthcare staff. So she was here a week ago, this is in early June, and she gave a presentation that will be made available to everyone on our website, and also a number of interviews here that also will be available. So I'd like to have Peter tell you a little bit about the background of how these videos were recorded, what's their purpose, and what are we going to see?
Yes, what actually happened was Andy Chapman was responding to us about one of her articles in Beyond Today magazine that was dealing with stress and anxiety, in particular one written by my wife Terry. And Andy mentioned that she's now also doing seminars nationwide on stress and anxiety and depression. So I said, how about you come in to our studios once again for the second time and record your presentation for us, the one that you give to the college and university and healthcare industry professionals. And so she did. This was just last week. She came in and gave a presentation to a studio audience, a live studio audience made up of our staff primarily here at the office, titled Anxiety, Depression, and Despair Have Consequences. And an excellent presentation that was about just over an hour long, maybe 75 minutes, that we're going to edit, put together and released to the church. First of all, to the ministry to use for their information and background, and as well as any member or anyone in the general public that would like to watch this presentation. It comes with slides and graphics, and she did an excellent job in front of our home office staff with this subject. She began by learning how to recognize stress in our lives. And not unexpectedly, we face a lot of stressors in life today. And so that's how she began her presentation.
Well, I know when she had spoken before, she is a specialist not only in this particular field, but also she had done work with end-of-life type of issues, which these things lead to.
Like hospice care and caring for the elderly and last will and testaments and things at end-of-life. So, yes, that's the one presentation already on our website, available for people to watch already, is on hospice care, end-of-life care.
You might mention that she's an award-winning individual. She was named Educator of the Year in 2017 by the National Council of Certified Dementia Practitioners and was given a very special award at a Dallas event. But Peter, talk about some of the, maybe a few more details about some of the things that she talked about.
Yes. She actually talked about the good impact of stress. We've been designed, created by God to have a certain level of stress in our lives, which helps us better ourselves, helps us be spurred on to try new things. You think of the great explorers of history that found new continents and established new cities, or those who came up with new medical practices, radiation, x-ray treatments and looking inside your body. All these things really stressed people out when they were trying to make them work. And you hear of how many times people tried to get these things going, maybe after the 100th failed attempt, then it finally worked. And it's stressful, but these are some of the things that have made society better. So all stress is not bad. A certain level of stress is healthy and spurs us on to do better or to try new things, to explore.
I know that, in the creative world, I consider the ministry of very creative world because you have to come up with new sermons, you have to come up with new processes, sometimes beyond just what's wrote, and you don't know how it's going to work out exactly. Even you don't know how a sermon will come out. And if you're not stressed in a way, you may not do a good job because you just aren't driven to seek excellence. And I do believe that with a certain amount of that type of stress, that it does bring out the best in you. However, if it goes beyond a point of where it impacts you to where you are frozen in thinking and frozen in action, then that's when it becomes a problem, or there's fear involved.
It's never good to be too comfortable on stage when you're giving a sermon. You want to be a little nervous. You want to be a little bit apprehensive. You want to need to rely on God for that message. You never want to be too comfortable. So that element of stress, the preparation is important to make sure that you do the best you can, led by God's Spirit. Of course, another aspect that Andy covered was just the additional stress on our lives right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the lockdowns, the loss of jobs, the death of the elderly. And so that has definitely impacted people today and has resulted actually in a rise of stress-related depression and anxiety and even additional suicide. She points out how the youngest among us now even considering suicide is as young as 10 years old. And I'm aware of some situations where kids as young as 5 have committed suicide for various reasons. And so that is a kind of a plague on our society at the moment, is that level of stress that leads to clinical depression that leads to suicide.
And it's just very sad to hear that teenage suicide rates, at least in the U.S., I have heard at the highest level they have ever been. And that's just very sad when you have a society with so many conveniences and so many things that can be facilitated, it seems, and so many things that you can have access to, that people still seem lost.
Right. And so what Andy points out is you have to learn to control the negatives in your life. There are some people that you just will decide won't be a close part of your life because of the negative influence they bring, perhaps. Or there are certain activities in your life that are just overly stressful that you have to eliminate. And so you have to control the negatives. She goes through several steps of how to do that. So the presentation is very helpful. She shows how stress can impact our health, our emotional health, our physical health, because what goes into your mind definitely affects your body and your health. And so controlling the negatives can help you heal, without a doubt.
Well, one thing that was brought out that was of special interest to me was burnout, because you have so much stress and you're constantly under the gun. A person can come to a point of where they can just stare into the distance and kind of tune out and begin to lose interest in the simpler things in life. What did she say? Can you remember about how to turn around from burning out?
She pointed out 3 levels of stress: the healthy stress that we can manage. Secondly, there is what's called manageable stress. It's stressful, but you can work your way through it. You can overcome it. You can solve it. But then you get to what's called toxic stress. And the toxic stress is what you have to recognize and eliminate from your life as much as possible. And that can lead to burnout. That can lead to not getting out of bed. That can lead to severe depression. And some, unfortunately, even towards attempting suicide. So she explains in the video how to try and escape burnout, how to recognize it, and put it out of your life. She pointed out that one of the best antidotes to stress is joy. And, of course, joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Joy is not the same as happiness. Happiness can be a fleeting thing. Happiness can be a joke or something funny. But you can have joy even through trials. And Scripture talks about that, having joy through trials. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And you can go on our website and hear entire sermons about the subject of joy and how it is different from happiness. And to be filled with God's Spirit, you can have joy even through trials.
I know I teach the class in the general epistles, and that's how the book of James starts off pretty much. And when James wrote his book, the Christian church was going through a great deal of persecution from the outside, from the Roman world. There were many who were martyred. And in this midst of all of this that was happening, he says to be joyous in your trials, joyful in stress. And you kind of wonder, is that delusional or what is that?
Right. Well, I certainly encourage people to watch for the video of Andy's presentation. It will be out in August, hopefully, mm-hmm. and we'll make it available to everyone. And then what we did after lunch, we actually did an interview with Andy, one of our Beyond Today interviews. On our website, you can go to the Beyond Today section, and there is a Beyond Today interviews mm-hmm. tab. We've interviewed some famous people. For example, Tim Mahoney, who came out with the Exodus series mm-hmm. and different films that have been in the theaters. We interviewed him. We interviewed Andy Chapman before. On this particular one, because of a personal interest, I went ahead and did the interview myself. My wife Terry and I have had a particular focus on this the last 12 to 24 months, even in our publications. And so we did an interview with Andy. It went about 40 minutes. We'll split it probably into two parts, part one and part two. And that will be available also in August, hopefully, on our website for everyone. In addition, these Beyond Today interviews are available on our Beyond Today apps, too. On Roku, on Amazon Fire TV, on Android devices, all of that. Our Beyond Study app features these interviews too. So this interview actually went very well. We covered additional territory that wasn't covered in her pre-planned presentation earlier that day. For example, we talked about children. We find more and more children becoming anxious and distressed. And doctors, of course, will just provide medication. And so I asked Andy, how do we help our kids cope with anxiety? And what are the consequences for children who have anxiety? Mm-hmm. She pointed out that children who have undue stress in their early life don't have their brains developed the same way as those who are living a more normal family existence. And so undue stress and even abuse in children does affect their growth and development. So we talked about that at the first part of the interview, how to help our kids. And it starts with the parents. It starts with the example set by the parents and how they deal with stress in their lives and how they don't pass it on to their children unnecessarily for their young minds to try and deal with. Next, I asked Andy about just dealing with the future. People worry overly about tomorrow. We read in the Gospels that, don't be overly anxious for the next day. Yes, you can be anxious, but don't be overly anxious. There's a healthy level of stress, a healthy level of anxiousness, yes, but don't be overly anxious for what's going to happen tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself, and you cannot predict exactly how everything's going to work out. So we talked about how some people fret over things that may never happen. And so you've got to be careful you don't have a whole list of things you're afraid of all the time. So that was the next point that we discussed. And then we talked about the link between anxiety and depression and how despair can lead to clinical depression, mm-hmm. which then you often need medical help to get through it.
Well, when you watch the video, and I really hope that everybody goes to watch the video, you'll hear a lot of very practical points.
Right. So I felt that it was a good interview, the first one I've done. And so hopefully it comes out okay once the guys fix it and edit it and make it look good in post-production. And then we'll get it up on our website and, like I said, on all of our apps, certainly. But that leads me to a thought, and that is that I've noticed that over the last 12 months, we as a church have produced a lot of material dealing with this subject. And we have covered a lot of material on anxiety, even suicide, in our publications. And in fact, the next issue of the Beyond Today magazine, which is at the press right now and will be mailed in a week or so, the July-August 2021 issue, the cover title is Keys to Coping in Troubled Times. It's by John Labissonnaire. And John talks about when you face stressful, unsettling trials and troubles, how do you effectively cope? So there's four or five pages on this in the next issue of the magazine. And in fact, the July-August issue coming out has four articles on this subject. There's one by Dr. Roy Fauch, a member here in Cincinnati who's a counselor. How can we endure in times of crisis? So his article talks about how to keep it together when you live in a world that's falling apart, and where to turn. And then he has key steps on how to cope. And then on top of that, we've got a Bible-based study on coping with stress. That's a section titled Bible Answers for Coping with Stress. And God's Word does direct us to many answers to many of our questions on how to deal with stress. And then an article by one of our women authors, Janet Treadway, Facing Today's Giants with God's Help. You know, the giants of our day, the Goliaths of our day that we think are insurmountable problems, and how to deal with those, face those, of course, with God's help. And so with Andy Chapman's interviews coming out as well, it's going to be quite a focus here the next couple of months on dealing with stress.
Yeah, well, people may say that, you know, we speak about history, prophecy, and subjects of that sort, which we do. We are to warn the world, and we're to warn of all these stressful things that are, you know, out there. But the cost and the toll is causing people to become dysfunctional mentally and emotionally. And so we're very much aware of that. And so that's why in this last over a year, we've had articles that really point to not only the horrible things that are coming, but also how to face them, how to deal with them. How to have an attitude of being stable when your world is falling apart around you.
Right, exactly. This whole theme started pretty much exactly 12 months ago. It was a July-August 2020 issue of Beyond Any Magazine where the lead article was Hope and Help for the Brokenhearted. So July-August a year ago is when we first started down this theme, this road of helping those who were stressed out, anxious, weary. Terry then wrote a follow-up article that was in the Jan-Feb issue this year, Jan-Feb 2021, how you can help those who are worn down by weariness. So, yeah, first you recognize it in yourself and how to get help for yourself if you're worn down, but now how to help others that are worn down by weariness.
And Peter, I really, really enjoyed that article because it had a lot of very practical points about things that you can do and habits that you can change, and also looking to the help that comes from God. I found it to be very, very, very helpful. I know that we ran out of that issue. We have back copies. We have back copies of Beyond Today magazine going back, you know, some months back, but downstairs, we're totally out of the January-February issue, and I have a feeling it's because of the headline article, How You Can Help the Worn and Weary.
Right. So we've had, you know, almost a dozen articles the last 12 months on this very theme, this very topic of helping those who are worn down by weariness, those who are brokenhearted, because it is an age-old problem. You go back in Scripture and look at Job. He was beaten down by Satan, by his friends, and he almost wished that he would just die. You look at King Saul. He definitely had a mental health issue when God took his spirit from him. Mm-hmm. And so there are examples in the Bible of those that have dealt with stress, even wished that they would die. They didn't commit suicide. There's no example in the Scripture of any godly person taking their own life. But there's certainly been those who have been depressed and reached the edge of their rope, that have had to rely on God for strength. And so we've lately provided help for those who are suicidal, pointed them in the right direction, how to get help. The July-August 2020 issue of the magazine had a whole section on what to do, how to help those who you think are suicidal, where to get help, what to say to them, and even the question of, is suicide wrong? Is it wrong to take your own life? So we went through that discussion as well. Of course, ultimately, the hope is in the resurrection. And Jesus Christ is the one who will heal the brokenhearted. It goes back to the Psalms, and of course, it's in the New Testament as well.
Might add, too, here is that we do have a ministry that is desirous of being helpful to those who come to our ministry to not only ask questions about the Bible, but also to seek help. Our ministry is trained, maybe not clinically fully, in all the types of depression and dysfunctions mentally. But you can come to our ministry and ask questions, and they can give you good answers to help you get in the right direction in your life.
Yes. I might read Philippians chapter 3, a couple of verses from Philippians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul was encouraging the Philippian church, the church at Philippi, to look to the future, to look up, to have the joy that comes from God. Paul wrote, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended." He wasn't yet in God's kingdom himself, but he said, "One thing I do, I forget those things that are behind. I don't dwell on the past." He said, "I reach forward to those things which are ahead." Paul said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Ultimately, that's where our help comes from. Whether you're anxious, overly stressed out, not filled with joy, you have to look up and rely on Jesus Christ and God the Father for the strength and the hope of our future as sons and daughters in God's family.
Well, there's nobody humanly that I think of outside of Jesus Christ who had gone through as much stress and as many persecutions and beatings and even being taken for dead as the Apostle Paul. And yet you see in his letters this element of joy and also an optimism no matter what happened. And I feel like the most optimistic statement that he made was, hey, I know that if I should die, the next moment in consciousness I'll be in the kingdom of God, you know, which I prefer. But I know that for the present I need to be with you. So he even had this, I wouldn't say escape, but he had this way that he thought provisionally that if things didn't turn out, he knew that the next step of his consciousness when he woke up would be in a different world. And that kept him going.
And that is our ultimate hope, no matter what sickness we have, no matter what disease we have, what cancer we're facing. We know the end of the book, as we used to hear in the past. We know the end of the story.
We know the end of the story.
Yeah.
We have really enjoyed talking to you. You're very easy to talk to and have a lot of experience here. And we appreciate our friendship over the years and being able to work on these things together.
Yeah. Thanks, Vic. I do pray and trust and hope that what we have been covering in the magazine, on our TV programs, in our interviews, in these special presentations, I pray it is all helpful to people and helps them to look to the future and to God's kingdom and to work through any trials and anxiety and depression and suffering that they may have in their life now.
Be sure to tell your friends about the Inside United podcast. You can find us on ucg.org. Go to the main menu bar and click or tap on podcast. You can also find us on Spotify. Go to podcasts and then look up, search for Inside United. Or else you can use your favorite Apple or Android podcasting app. Be sure to write to us if you have any questions or comments. We'd like to hear about what you might think about this podcast and any others by writing to us at podcast@ucg.org. podcast@ucg.org. So once again, thank you for joining us. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.